Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for our last few minutes today, while many kids are dreaming of becoming stars, few are thinking of actually studying the stars. That could be one reason why our city's kids are not performing all that well when it comes to science. Only 14% of New York City's eighth graders are considered proficient in science, according to the recent National Science Test. Today, as part of the Brian Lehrer Science 101 week-long science class series, we are bringing in an astronomer to answer some of our burning questions about the moon, sun, and stars. Joining us is astronomer Mordecai Mark Mack Lowe. He's chair of the Division of Physical Sciences at the American Museum of Natural History. Mordecai, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you very much.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over three of the questions that were actually on this science test, and we'll see what the actual answers are. The first one is that fourth graders got list four ways that the Earth is different from the moon. And I thought, that is such a hard question because the Earth is different from the moon in hundreds of ways. How do we know which four they're looking for?
Well, with luck, since this is a fill-in-the-answer question, the graders can pick and choose. And, you know, if we say green cheese, they'll say, uh-huh.
Yeah. Where do you start?
I'd start with size. The Earth is bigger than the moon. The Earth has liquid water on it. The Earth has us on it and life in general. Then you can start getting into more subtle things. You could talk about atmospheres. The Earth has a much thicker atmosphere. Or you could talk about the magnetic field that protects us from the sun's solar radiation.
And then they ask the eighth graders, sometimes the moon looks like a full circle, sometimes it looks like a half circle, sometimes like a crescent. Explain why the moon appears to be different shapes at different times. Everybody should get that right.
Everybody should get that right, but people who haven't actually thought through it often can start getting puzzled by the subtleties. The key is to think of the moon as a sphere, a ball, that's being illuminated by the sun. So if that ball is between you and the sun, you can only see its dark side, and that's the new moon when you can't see any lit part. If we're between the sun and the ball, we see the lit side. And then as that ball swings around, we move from lit to unlit. And once you think about it as, oh, I'm actually looking at a real live sphere, a ball up in the sky that's just being shown upon by the sun, even if the sun is hidden behind the Earth, it starts to hang together a little better.
All right. One more actual multiple choice question for grade 12. What is a property of all galaxies? One, all galaxies have a spiral shape. Two, all galaxies are the same size. Three, all galaxies contain a large number of stars. Or four, all galaxies rotate around a central star. And the answer is?
The answer is that all galaxies contain a large number of stars, although that large number can be anything from a million to hundreds of billions. And that's why they aren't the same size. Many of them aren't spirals because they slammed into each other and ended up messes called elliptical galaxies. And they don't rotate around a single central star, although nearly all galaxies that we've looked at seem to have a central black hole.
So we'll throw in one extra credit question here in our last 30 seconds. What's the current best estimate for the age of our universe?
Well, there are now a number of different lines of evidence, cosmic microwave background, expansion of the galaxies, and so forth, that say that the universe is 13.7 plus or minus about 0.1 billion years old. That is, at that time, the universe was incredibly hot and dense, and anything that came before that point, we don't yet have any knowledge of.
All right. We will continue our science test series tomorrow. We thank Mordecai Mark Mack Lowe, chair of the Astrophysics Department at the American Museum of Natural History here in New York. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And listeners, we need you to speak up in class for this series. Do you have any burning science questions? It can be on any type of science, astronomy, biology, physics, chemistry, you name it. Send us your questions by next Wednesday on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show And we will do an Ask the Scientist session at the end of this series. All right, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Leonard Lopate Show next, WNYC FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org.